Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. The more we continue to praise the Lord, no weapon formed shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. So, my brother, we're going to start out. We're commanded to pray. Give God the glory. And I did. Give me God 717-379-503. Tell me what God has done. He healed my body. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is in over and in you. And all things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. Yes. I'm moving forward. My mind has been renewed. My heart. I'm living in such a freedom that I found the healer who makes all things new. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. And I'm here to declare to you. The past is over. Things are made new. Yes.
It's a sound of worship that God inhabits our praise. So as we move forward in 2017, let each month be a month of worship, an attitude to want to praise God, to want to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, as the psalmist says, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. I just want to bless His holy name. I just want to glorify His name in the good as well as in the bad. Because it is the praise that have a sound mind, a mind that's disciplined to follow Christ as He gave up Himself. He thought about you and I. He was focused. God's plan was that He gave His life for you and I. While He was on the cross, He could have summoned angels. The angels. But He stood in the gap, interceding in behalf of a nation, a generation that had forsaken, rejected the God that promised eternal life. My prayer is today that you see that Christ is not just a man that just focused on Himself, but His focus was kingdom focus, that He would die, you and I. And this is a mindset when we're feeling lonely, when we're feeling isolation, when we're feeling rejection, when we're feeling pain. David said, I had the word in my heart that I sin not against thee. Sin separates us from the promises of God. The word of God is like a living water, that flows out of our belly, out of our mouth. When we raise the praise and lift up worship, it's like living water, healing for the soul. So I challenge you this hour, my beloved. As we enter into the month of April, there's a saying that April showers bring May flowers. We bring to you today music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. Don't look back. May is Mental Health Month, and your beloved is to gather those that are oppressed, depressed, suicidal, addicted to drugs, addicted to porn, whatever the addiction may be, we invite you to the gathering at 30 Ridge Avenue in your PA. It's a place that dwells with God's presence. It's a 24/7 gathering for you and I to be filled, because it is God's desire that like never before to discover that God is real and these the fruit of his realness that he promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He promised us like never before that in his kingdom that we have like never before power because of his great faithfulness, because of his love, that we have the power to go before the King and ask whatever desire, whatever need, he will supply every need according to his riches and glory. All we have to do is just ask, and it shall be given. Seek, we shall find. And the doors shall be open. My beloved, I encourage you to go to the King and pray as Jesus told his disciples, Abba Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thou is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And when we say amen, it seals our prayer. Know that God is able, and he's able to deliver us from all unrighteousness. He is able to heal our bodies, whatever sickness. The Bible says that if anyone is sick among us, call for the elders, and they shall lay hands by faith. You shall recover. So, my beloved, believe, and you shall receive. It is the word of God. For God is a healer. And because he loves you and I, we have the power to raise the sick. This is
Hallelujah.